All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue. I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, he's a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee, and he's a 30-year veteran in the practice of law. Stan McDonald is the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him in just a minute. All right, so I remember distinctly when I was a state senator, when Apple, yes, Apple, the iPhone company, when Apple sent its paid lobbyist to come see me. So the pro tem of the state senate had been asked by Apple to promote some legislation that would mandate that all state agencies in the state of Alabama had to base their hiring in part on diversity that included LGBTQ preferences. They wanted Alabama law to make LGBTQ claimants a protected class like disability or gender or race, so they could not be fired or rejected without fear of lawsuits. I looked him in the eye and I asked him what business Apple had as a private entity trying to set public policy. You may also recall, by the way, some years ago when Target said that it would not wait for legislators to come to their side, declared that all Target stores were going to have transgender bathroom policies. Yeah, they led the way on that charge. Or how about when Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines both took open issue with the state of Georgia passing tough election integrity laws? Look, there's no wisdom in this kind of thing. None. There is no wisdom in a company who has a duty to its shareholders openly working to alienate a large section of its consumer base in order to achieve some kind of higher ESG score that just shows how woke and inclusive they are. None. How about you there, Bud Light? Well, recently a story broke in Illinois, too, about a school district that is still intent on focusing on DEI, specifically transgenderism. The school board in Illinois is under fire after young female middle school students were forced to have to change into their gym clothes in a locker room where a guy was changing. A guy that believes he's a girl, but a guy nonetheless. And these real girls, they protested and called their parents, and the parents were outraged. But the school doubled down, and at one point, staff members in the school literally blocked the door and would not let the girls leave the locker room until they had changed their clothes in front of the transgender boy who had invaded their privacy. Who does that? Well, at some point in recent times, I was reading Proverbs 16. I try to winnow down sometimes when I'm reading scripture to what part of the passage stands out to me, and then try to prayerfully figure out why. So as I was reading through Proverbs 16, I noticed something I had never seen before. Because in actual verse 16, that chapter declares how much better it is to get wisdom than gold. How much better it is to get wisdom than gold. And I felt like I had seen that message before, but what struck me that time was I realized it was the only verse in the whole chapter, really in all the surrounding chapters too, that ended with an exclamation point. I had never noticed that. Apparently, God saw fit to place some extra emphasis on the value that he places on wisdom. The only explanation point was on how much better it is to get wisdom than gold. Well, so I was getting ready for today's show, and I recalled that Charlene had shown me once a piece that she read from the wisdom of Corrie Ten Boom's father. Corrie Ten Boom, you may recall her, World War II, the Nazis, the Jews, the whole thing. Well, that got my attention, so I figured I ought to read it, and wow. So in this particular quote that I'm talking about, Corrie Ten Boom, she was young, she was impressionable, she was inquisitive. And on one occasion, she was able to accompany her father, who was a watchmaker by trade, on a business trip as he was buying parts for his shop. Corrie, as a young girl, had overheard adults speaking about something called sex, and she didn't know what it meant. And here's how she related the conversation she had with her father, and I'm quoting it. She said, "Sex. I was pretty sure that meant whether you were a boy or a girl, and then there was that word sin that made my grandmother very angry. But what the two together meant, I could not imagine." So she was seated next to her father in the train, and she asked him, "Father, what is sex sin?" And he turned to look at me. This is her talking. He said, as he always did when answering a big question. But to my surprise, he said nothing. At last, he stood up, and he lifted his traveling case from the rack over our heads, and he set it on the floor, and he said, "Will you carry it off the train for me, Corrie?" I stood up and tugged it, but it was all crammed with watches and spare parts, and it was very heavy. "It's too heavy," I said. "Yes," he said, "and it would be a pretty poor father I would be if I would ask my little girl to carry such a load. It's the same way, Corrie, with knowledge. Some knowledge is too heavy for children, and when you're older and stronger, you can bear it, but for right now, you must trust me to carry it for you." That quote, by the way, comes from Tim Boom's book called The Hiding Place. Well, that summary that accompanied the quote that went with Tim Boom's book said this. It said, "We are asking our children to carry loads that are way too heavy for them. They should not be forced as children to see and feel the world through the lens of adults. Innocence is worth protecting and worth fighting for. We need to do our part as parents and caregivers to carry certain things for them until they're old enough to bear the load." You see, that's wisdom. You hear what I'm saying? That's wisdom with an exclamation point. Better than gold. So what happens when companies and leaders go woke and try to supplant common sense and decency and just reset public policy by themselves? We've seen it a lot in the last few years. The left has opened the floodgates to every worthless pandering idea that accommodates the most extreme prurient interests in our society. Here's one for you. Seems simple, but maybe not. You remember Pepe Le Pew? Am I changing gears? Not really. Pepe Le Pew, the cartoon character. Remember him? The hapless French-speaking skunk who constantly falls in love with a cat, but the female cat resists his overtures because he smells so bad. The cartoons were funny. They were slapstick. They were cartoons. And they've been banned. Did you know that? Think about it. When's the last time you saw Pepe Le Pew? Well, after the hashtag MeToo movement got a hold of poor Pepe, he was canceled. One liberal journalist wrote that, quote, "his antics are perceived as perpetuating stereotypes of French culture." Whatever. Another liberal named Amber George wrote a 2017 essay. It said, it was titled, quote, "Pride or Prejudice, Exploring the Issues of Queerness, Speciesism, and Disability in Warner Brothers Looney Tunes." My gosh! Describes Pepe's actions towards Penelope the Pussycat as sexual harassment, stalking, and abuse. Okay, so let me get this straight. We can't have a cartoon skunk expressing his desire for romance in a slapstick fashion, but we can force middle school girls to change clothes in front of guys. Where's the wisdom? It's missing. That's where. You may recall the wonderful world of Disney and its running gun battle with Governor Ron DeSantis and his conservative allies in the Florida House and Senate. Florida passed a bill to prevent kindergartners through early elementary students from having to be submitted to discussions, introductions, even lessons on the liberal mantras of gender identity, gender fluidity, and sexuality. Disney openly and very adamantly opposed the state's duly elected leadership on this issue, and not just a little bit, like openly and vociferously. It's a tragedy, and it was also a self-inflicted wound by a company that has made its name being a family-friendly, kid-loving space for storytelling and wholesomeness, but there was no wisdom in it. No wisdom at all. So as I pondered my prep for the show today, I also realized I was being hit with the word wisdom from different angles, and I thought to myself, yep, that's it. They completely lack wisdom. They've lost sight of their intended purpose. They're floundering around in open seas because they lack wisdom. It's a sad thing, really, too, to see great industry standard bearers like Apple and Disney and Warner Brothers all go down in woke flames. You can cancel this, but you gotta have that. And you can have schools where they can say, I'm sorry, girls don't matter, only guys that think they're girls matter. The well-being of young girls over a boy with delusions of his own gender. So where's the wisdom that says that there should be a fight over teaching small children controversial topics at a time when their hearts and minds are actually looking just for things like playtime and the next friend, or for some even the next meal, or an honest hug? So the American public, by and large, wants to return to the days that it could purchase a product or engage a service or stay at a hotel or buy a commodity or shop for food or send their kids to school or just watch a cartoon without having to have a pang of conscience over whether or not doing so is more about supporting alternative lifestyles, woke policies, and politics of any kind. Any kind. Here's the bottom line, y'all. It is time for wisdom to return. Proverbs 16:16 says it with an exclamation point. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.